included of these two forces. The purpose of creation is for the will to receive, which is, it's a will to receive in order for it to exist and of itself, even disconnected from the bestower who birthed him. It's for that will to receive to come to want to acquire the nature of bestowal, for them to resemble one another, to understand one another, to come closer to one another. This is the purpose of the Creator, the upper force, the force of bestowal in the will to receive, in the created being, in man. And we are in the highest degree of the bestower, in the highest degree of the receiver. And we need to want to receive, acquire the nature of the bestower, willfully, consciously, the nature of the Creator on us. After many processes of development of the will to receive, from above down through all the worlds, and in this world, in the lowest degree, through shatterings and preparations, we ultimately reach a state where we have an understanding, a recognition, an inkling to be the bestower. Something quite unnatural, but nevertheless very special. This is a critical point, the point of inversion. Since from our development, now for the first time awakens in us a desire opposite our nature, our receiving nature. A desire to resemble. Point. It awakened in us, and it will awaken in all the people of the world, since he who is cast away will not be cast away from him, but and everything will return to his root. But we are the first ones. There are many people before us in previous generations and previous stages of development, of human development in this world, in the lowest degree in the development from above down, but we are the first ones to realize this development by understanding, recognizing, studying, by doing these exercises, these different actions that need to bring us to identify with to equivalence with the Creator, with the bestowing force. And although we are all a desire to receive, we are opposite, it's possible on top of our nature, or on top of our will to receive, to clothe the form of the bestower. When we clothe in such actions, make us similar to the bestower, although inside we are able to receive. These actions are called in Kabbalah restriction, screen, reflected light. And in this way, from within our matter, which is the will to receive, we are inverting it so that it will present itself as the will to bestow. Something that's hard to understand, to see, to believe that such a thing is possible, but this is what is happening. We can yearn for that, and we can reach it through exercises in order to do these exercises. We need to understand a few conditions to acquire a form opposite from our will to receive, the form of the will to bestow is possible on the condition that this will to bestow will influence us. come and take care of us, because we don't understand what is the will to bestow. We have only desire and potential. Influence us and give us what is needed. Hence, in our preparation for the treatment by the upper light, there are several conditions, not many, but they are critical. First condition is subjugation towards the upper force. What the upper does, the upper does, and I accept it without any possibility of changing anything about it. And all my actions should be in accordance with for the upper force. I will go towards it and arrange all the conditions to be able to bestow. And perform actions on me. Who is me? Here we come to the group. Says me, on me, means that I'm ready. To be that component in creation, willing to take upon itself the form of the Creator, of the force of bestowal, for it to work on me, to control me. How do we do it? How do I show the upper light that I'm ready for it to control me, I'm ready to be in equivalence with it, and so on and so forth. So for that, I was given a society, a group, a 10, as Kabbalists explain to us, where if I wish to resemble the bestower, I have to show him, the bestower, the creator, the upper force, that I want to bestow, that I'm willing to be a bestower. I'm unable to, but somehow I'm willing to do it, and I need to show it, to demonstrate it in practice through whatever was given to me. Whatever was given to me, because I'm an egoist, it was given to me to do it in a group. Since if I'm together with a few more people and I bestow to them, I'm willing to connect with them, they're willing to connect with me, we understand why we need to, what for, and how much of egoists we are, and we're willing to rise above our ego and somehow come closer to one another to the extent that we will do our little demonstration. And of course it could be incorrect and egoistic, and largely so, but nevertheless we demonstrate ourselves, we present ourselves this way. And the upper force, the bestowing force, can accordingly bestow on us. Meaning it doesn't really take into consideration the fact that we're doing it as an act, that our nature is the will to receive. He created us this way. Rather, what he considers is our desire, seemingly our inclination. What do we wish to reach? Although that too is a lie, but nevertheless, from our state, from the way he created us as the will to receive, all those actions, after all, show how much we're attracted to him, to be similar to him, and accordingly he can correct us and the conditions of the force of bestowal between us. So we have to learn as much as possible, what does it mean? What is the meaning of the force of bestowal when we are already in a tent? How can we be connected to one another? What to do to one another? How to be connected between everyone? In what direction? What thought? What actions? What kind of desires to activate? What to do? So, from just 10 people, we can reach a single body between us, meaning a single desire, seemingly single desire, because our desires are always different. But through the intention, they connect into such a connection, such a web network called, which is as one, called the Patsuf of the soul. So our work in total is to see the different kinds of connections between us and imagine them, try to bring them to a form called Boe, the Creator. We do it. From our understanding, our recognition of our awareness of what we study, but nevertheless we are expecting the upper force to build us, to arrange us. We don't understand exactly how, and how can we know what is the form of the Creator? Rather, what we actually do, what Kabbalists recommend us to do. Ten, all the conditions Rabash wrote to us on the different forms of behavior in the ten. And until we build ourselves like that, so that our relationships, the relationship between us will be suitable for the revelation of the Creator, that our desires, the web of connections between us in the ten, will be suitable and are adapted to the form of our lesson is a Congress lesson. Congress lesson number 4. Its name is connecting only through the ten to the Creator. Since if not, for the connections between us, between the egoists, who try to connect to others above each one's ego. If not through this attitude, we have no other way of resembling the Creator. We need to build such forms of connection between us that will allow the Creator to be revealed between us according to the law of equivalence of form in the relationships between us. We have to think about that all the time and try and practice to build such connections. Rabash writes about it a lot. So let us see what do we get out of these excerpts that we included for this lesson. Yes.
Rav, you said previously that all of our work is all in all just to see the forms of connections between us and to bring them to a form called Creator, Boe. What does it mean to try to bring our connection to a form called the Creator?
It means for us to be in bestowal, in such an attitude of each shall help his friend, and how I understand the friend understands me, mutually. Or in general, what's important to him is not what each one feels inside of himself, but what we feel between us. The web of connections is what's important. and not what's taking place in each and every one. I should not pay attention to what's happening inside of me. Rather, it's permissible and it's desirable for me to feel what exists between me and the friends. The web, the network, that's what we need to be, to live. We need to build it, seemingly to want to build it. The Creator builds it, but we want to want it to happen. So according to the correct web of connections between us, the good web of connections, we will feel that there is a place, according to equivalence of form, where we would feel the upper force. We are building this place from our forces of reception, on top of which we spread our web of connections between us with the intention to bestow, meaning our forces of reception, but the intention between us are the intentions to bestow. And then according to how much effort we put in, how much we try to do it, accordingly we will reveal.
Envision what the friend wants, to want the same thing as he does.
We need to depict, to imagine only one thing, the complete connection between us. What is it? And according to that connection, we should live. That's it. What is the web of connections between us? What is that web, that network that ties us all together according to the structure of Adam Harishon that makes us similar to the Creator, and we expect Him to be revealed in us according to the to how well our mutual network fits Him, is adapted to Him, similar to Him. We have to yearn to that.
What exists between us?
There is a force of rejection between us, the one the Creator created in the beginning, so we'll have the ability to establish above it, above the force of rejection, the force of connection. The force of rejection is called the will to receive. The force of connection will be called restriction, screen, reflected light, a desire to bestow, and in this way we'll exist in these two forces, both the will to receive and the will to bestow. We get from the Creator, but our exertion to establish the will to bestow on top of the will to receive, for the screen to cover the will to receive, this is up to us, meaning ultimately we have to ask for the force of bestowal, and this is our work. All of our work, all of our overcoming is in that.
And the connections we build above that resistance, how do they bind us together? How is it related to the friend, let's say? How do I connect to the friend by building connection above the resistance?
From your desire, called a prayer, a request, from your desire, you awaken the upper force to form these connections between you and the Creator, between you and the others. You turn to the Creator to build the connections between the others. The connections between you and the others is something you build in order to make out of that a place for the revelation of the Creator, the general force of bestowal. You ask, you're asking for the force of bestowal from the Creator to exist between you and others, and as this force of bestowal exists between you and others, you ask the Creator as the general force of bestowal to appear.
Connecting to Him now, what do I do with Him, for Him?
You are constructing together this network. When you awaken the friend awakens you, you become partners, and in this way you assemble the web of connections between you, the web or the network of bestowal where the Creator is revealed. The goal, after all, is the revelation of the Creator to the creature, to man, in order to bring him contentment, just like the contentment that he's given us. From these contentments, I to my beloved to me, love is made. It's a special relationship that exists between the Creator and the creature. We don't know what is love. It completely doesn't belong to this world.
And to what part of the friend, to which part of the friend do I connect?
To that will to receive in the friend that wants to work and bestow, in order to bestow, with also with a similar desire to connect. You connect from your desire to connect to his desire to connect.
And what do I want then for that desire to connect that in friend?
For him to be connected to you and for you guys to be connected between you and start connecting to others.
And when he is connected to me, what does it mean that he is tied to me? Let's say I manage to connect to the will of the friend. What happens between us then when we're tied together? Connected.
In the points of connection between you, you construct such intersections, such cross sections, such connections that make up the spiritual kli. And this spiritual kli that begins to be established is already in a degree higher than the desires. It's already a result of the connection of the desires above you. Then, to that extent, you begin to discover the general force of bestowal that's in creation, since it is the only one that exists in nature. And then you are raising yourselves to his degree. Attaining the force of bestowal, which is nature's foundation, which is what we call the Creator. This attainment, to the extent we attain it, we become similar to it. It gives us the ability to be like him, to understand, to feel what exists in creation, to come out of the situations or the states and the will to receive that are all designed to be put to death, as we say, since the will to receive cannot exist by itself unless someone keeps it, sustains it, fills it. And we raise ourselves to a different degree, the degree of the bestower, the degree of the first and only upper force. This is called the adhesion of the Creator in the of the creature in the Creator. We attain.
We need to resemble the upper degrees. We must build a group made of 10 people. If less, fewer, because we have no choice in the matter, then the Creator completes it. More than that, we cannot grasp, we're not built. As a result of the 10 Sfirot, an offshoot of the 10 Sfirot, we're built in such a way where we're not able to grasp more than 10 in our field of vision, in our emotions. But here comes the question then. On one hand, a congregation cannot be less than 10, a group that is less than 10 people, but on the other hand, no more than 10. So what does it mean that in the 10, spiritual laws are observed, are kept in such a way where the 10 can come to resemble the Creator? Or what happens in those 10 friends who want to connect, they want to achieve a connection between them, such that the connection between them becomes similar to the Creator, so that from it they can learn what it means to be the Creator?
The question is, what is the upper in relation to me? How do I insert myself into the upper as an embryo in a womb? How do I perform these actions in practice? What is the upper? And how do I insert myself into him as an embryo?
Rav, can I depict the upper as truly a spiritual place that I really enter as a drop of seed and start evolving there? Do I have this kind of picture? Am I holding this kind of picture? Because if not, then I'm not ready yet at all for Ibul. Let's go. Do I have this picture of the womb of the upper? And that I want to get in there with all that I have. From life, we know how hard it is for a sperm to enter the egg and start growing there. So do I have this picture, at least in front of me, that I know what I'm supposed to do, how to reach equivalence of form with the upper, how to force the upper to start taking? What do we think? Are we ready for the desert? Now I hear something. Yeah. That's good. Actually, that we're not sure that we're ready, it adds willingness. It's good. That to even annul ourselves in face of those obstacles that we have, by the way, tiny obstacles, later on higher degrees, they'll be much greater. But that we're not certain, that we're not sure, it's good. Willingness, yes, but the ability to realize these things, no, this is what we need. We want for it to happen, but the force, it comes from above. Unless the Creator builds a home, nothing will happen. If He'll want, it will. And so we go into the desert in order to demand this of Him. And there's another big request on my part, that anyone that can act in dissemination, you know what I'm talking about, you simply have to. I'm personally asking each and every one of you. You have to go and do it at any time of the day. It's beyond all commitments and one's personal commitments. We have only a few days left. Please do it. Participate. You'll see how much it helps you in your spiritual advancement. Please. This for the Israeli guys.